I know how much you have not felt like being here today. Thank you. I hope that you will excuse the brevity tonight. The stuff seems to get worse as it gets later in the day. Turn to Ephesians. Yeah, hello. That book that comes right after Genesis. Turn to Exodus chapter 4, please. Exodus 4. Stan said this morning he couldn't find the PowerPoint for tonight. I said, there's a reason for that. I didn't create one. Same what? The same reason that he didn't have music in the book, right. Beginning at verse 1. Then Moses answered, but behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice, for they will say, the Lord did not appear to you. The Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? And he said, a staff. He said, throw it on the ground. So he threw it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses ran from it. But the Lord said to Moses, put out your hand and catch it by the tail. So he put out his hand and caught it by the tail, and it became a staff in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. I believe that Christ followers genuinely want to be used of God for His glory. I just believe that. I believe that the most of the people The most of the people that comprise this local body of Christ, most of the people that are members and regular attenders of Lena Vista Baptist Church want to be used by God. I believe it's apparent in the ministries that you are involved in. It's apparent in the ways that you care and minister to each other and to others in the community. It's apparent in the way that you do things like Operation Christmas Child to reach out to some kid that you will never ever meet, with the hopes of that little box making an eternal impact in their life. And we have testimony after testimony after testimony of that having happened around the world and continues to happen around the world. I think that so many times God's people want to be used by Him, but frankly feel like they have nothing to offer. I'm old, or I don't have much money, or I'm not very educated, or just things come along and things come along and things come along. Look around this congregation, and the one thing that I can say about us without any question, we're just ordinary people. We are just ordinary people. The only thing that sets us apart, the only thing that makes us special, is our relationship with Jesus Christ. We're ordinary people living our ordinary lives the best way that we can, trying to honor the King of Kings. Trying to position ourselves in a way that glorifies God, in a way that strengthens His kingdom. And yet we find ourselves so many times saying, what do I have to offer? I'm not going to list a whole lot of people tonight, just two or three. We read from the account of Moses. Think about him. Moses was a murderer. He had fled for his life. He was living in this place that the Bible calls the backside of the desert. And he was tending someone else's sheep. Basically had nothing to call his own, except maybe a shepherd's staff. And God used that staff, to show Moses and to show others that God was speaking to, and that he was directing Moses, and that he was using Moses. Reminded of another shepherd. This one was a boy, not much more than a young boy. And the only thing that he had to bring to the table was a sling. And yet, when the entire army of God stood trembling in their boots because of one man who was mocking them and mocking their God, the shepherd boy, this David, refused to back down. He refused to give in to fear. He refused to allow someone to attack his God and go unchallenged. Then there was another little boy. This one is so special, we're not even told his name. The only thing we're told about this kid is he's got a lunch bag with him. He's got enough lunch for himself. But he's willing to take what he's got, to surrender it to God, to trust God, to use it, to multiply it, and to do whatever he will to honor himself. And so when this nameless kid shared his lunch, thousands were fed. He didn't have much, but he gave it to God. You might think that what you have, that your contributions could never measure up like these. And yet, your dollars through the cooperative program help to support more than 10,000 full-time missionaries, both in North America and around the world, and their families. Provide them with insurance. Provide them with housing and transportation. So that these people God has called to go into the uttermost parts of the world don't have to be concerned about scraping up a living or begging others to support them, because your dollars take care of that. Your dollars keep this facility open and this church as a lighthouse in this community. Your time impacts the lives of children on a weekly basis. Your gifts through the shoebox ministry. Your candy through Trunk or Treat. You may not see it happen, but because of your contribution, because of your surrendering who you are and what you have and your time and your talents and your gifts, people may come to know Jesus Christ that you don't even know you had contact with. And then they will lead others and share with them. I really believe that the people who are Lena Vista Baptist Church really want God to use them. I really believe that you want God to work in your life in ways that impact the kingdom for eternity. And it is so good to be a part of that kind of church. It's so good to be a part of a church where the people want God to work through their lives to impact others. Thank you for being that kind of people and being that example to others. Continue to surrender, and He will continue to bless. in ways that you cannot imagine. Father, thank you tonight for this time that we've had together. Thank you for this people and their commitment to you. Thank you for their willingness to serve this community, for their willingness to touch lives and make an impact for Jesus. God, would you bless this people? Would you encourage this people? And would you use us for your glory in the majestic name of King Jesus? Amen.